Don't you leak my way.
SpongeBob version.
Is it love?
Is this love?
That was my Patrick!
Mia, every K-pop idol that fucking queerbaits.
Won't you swing my way?
Which is what we're talking about today. Hi guys, welcome back to Intro Podcast. Guys, you know, let's just get right into intros. Today, my intro is this. Jinu, hit my line. I want that animated... Jinu, yeah. Those two letters in the middle of your name, the two middle ones, is what I want you as for me. Clarence Angelo.
His always takes so long. My little soda pop, I'm Valcheska.
Hey! You're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Guys, today we are in court. Everyone, put your robes on. We're in court.
Get your robes on, clutch your pearls,
the category
and slam that gavel, because
we are analyzing court cases today. That's what we're doing. You know, welcome to the judicial episode of Asian Glow. Today, we are talking about K-pop ships and...
Yay!
Oh my god, that's actually like, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? Whereas a YouTube video normally would be like, K-pop ships that might be real. These are K-pop ships that probably don't exist. These are actually just us projecting, because we want them to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So touch deprived, we started to think of ships.
Like me and Ryujin.
Shall we?
We shall.
Awful start. Awful start. Here's what we're going to start off with. The amount of comments and DMs. First of all, I hope everyone's doing okay. Now that I've said that, I actually hope most of y'all are doing okay. Not all of y'all. These are the people that I hope are not doing okay. The bitches have been sending us messages like, can y'all talk about Demon Hunters? Can y'all talk about Demon Hunters? Can y'all talk about Demon Hunters? We literally talked about it on live. Fake!
Fake, you're a loser. If you don't join our live streams, you're a loser, bitch.
Yeah, we literally talked about it on live. We gooned for almost 2 hours, bro. It was so tiring, I had to take a nap. The goon session was so tiring, I needed to reset.
That was our, like, most view. That was the highest views we've ever gotten.
I've come to learn that putting the word goon in the title activates something within y'all.
You know what Thomas said to me recently?
What?
He said, the amount of goon that's, like... in the Asian Glow universe right now is actually crazy. And I was like, what do you mean?
I think it's because it's summer, right, guys?
No, I think it's because you started saying it so many times. And people were like, goon's okay! Goon's okay to say!
So how did we get to the topic of talking about ships today? Basically, when I watched K-pop Demon Hunters, of course I enjoyed it. Wait, what would you rate it? 1 to 10?
10.
Really?
Like, it's good.
Wait, then what would you give Turning Red? I give Turning Red a 10.
I think I give it a 10 too.
Turning Red to 10.
Okay, we need to put a spot.
Oh my god.
We need to put a spot up
for Jinu.
For
the girls.
All the Saja boys. Oh.
Hey, K-pop, okay. K-pop. All y'all that work at K-pop companies, can y'all shut the fuck up and finally be fucking useful? Can y'all get us a big ass print of
I would like to request a big one of Zoe.
And I would like
just to, personally, I think
and I would like to get a torso and below one of Jinu, just because I respect his face. Like, we don't have to do all that. We talked about his hex code already. We talked about his hex code.
Okay, that also needs to stop in hex the code. AGP universe. Like, that actually, like,
I have a new term for y'all. If he's really hot, you have to start saying that he's hex code material.
On my individual live streams, people are like, hey, let's talk about hex codes again. And I literally was playing games and I was like,
okay, y'all.
Someone was like, what's the hex code of Steve? Because I was playing Minecraft.
Y'all know that awkward moment when you see someone, you're like, I would want to know the hex code of it.
Oh, yeah, that's so awkward and relatable. You know when people like get, this is crazy, when girls get like the color of their boyfie's tip. And then put it on their lips.
Is that real?
That's real. That's like actually a real thing.
That gays don't even do that. Wait, girls do that?
The ones that are like the Scorpio moon ones.
Bitch, Guima's gonna come for you for that one.
Thank God.
Promise? Hear me out, Guima! Hear me out, Guima!
Hear me out, Guima! Oh my Promise. God! Oh my God!
I would give K-pop Demon Hunters like a 8.5.
What's the
Turning Red is a 10. I don't know. Turning Red just gave me chills. I think what was missing was I just didn't get chills. But what I was going to say is...
You didn't get chills? You can watch a second time.
But I almost got edge chills.
You got a shudder.
I got a shudder.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Thanks.
I love that. During Free. Yeah.
We actually, like, guys, Free was written by a Filipino.
Girl, Free was written by BTS. Butterfly...
Have you heard that shit?
Don't tell me.
Have you heard that shit? And then have you heard Hold Me Tight?
Who's tight? Hold Me Tight. While I was watching K-pop Demon Hunters, I was laughing, but then it would be like a scene where I would laugh and be like, ha! I feel two scene.
Nothing's funny.
No, I felt two scene.
During what?
There were so many scenes that were like making fun of K-pop fans or like poking fun at the fandom culture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ha, that's so funny and related.
The part where they're like doing the little Saja Boys TikTok trend, I was like, that's stupid.
The way that they and were then doing
you scroll through our page and it's us fucking is this love? Like what? And, like,
it felt like they were like, this is what happens in K-pop. And I was like watching, I was like, that's funny. Like it's like I saw myself. I became self-aware, which is probably actually that 1.5 that I didn't give on the 10 scale.
I was being perceived a little too much.
I was being gagged and gooped and dragged every fucking second. Specifically the scene where it was like they were like Rimu.
Rumi
and Junie.
Junie.
Jillian,
did you watch the movie?
Jillian and Ryujin or whatever the name is, when they were like, the fan was like, oh, this, your secret's safe with me.
Yes.
And she ripped off her jacket and
yeah.
the ship name, and I was like, I literally saw it, I was like, I said, that's not funny. That's not funny. Because
that's like when you were at the airport and you took off the your sweater.
Your secret's safe with me, Jungkook. Okay, so then that's where the concept of today's episode comes from.
That's so crazy.
I was watching K-pop Demon Hunters and I was like, that's actually a really good idea because, like, yeah, like, they did gag and goop me, but I was like, if they gagged and gooped me, they gagged and gooped.
You losers.
You fucking losers.
What we did was that we went back into the K-pop Gooning Archives. Our own personal collection.
The KGAs.
What is that?
K-pop Gooning Archives. After watching KDH, we then decided to decipher through KGA.
And we found everyone's favorite ships.
Alcheska's unk for the episode, and she brought... What the fuck did I just see? What the fuck did I just see? What the fuck did I just see?
Hey, don't jump the gun! Don't jump the gun! Don't jump the gun! Don't jump the gun! Wait. Basically, we have K-pop ships that were popular or not popular back in the day. I think Clans is popular. I don't think mine is popular.
And we're going to see if we're going to tell you guys after watching some evidence if we think it was actually real or two for press, like promoting a song or whatever.
Right.
Or three, we're just horny.
So this is Zico. You know Zico?
Yeah.
Zico from Block B.
The one who got canceled. Continue.
Okay, so this is Zico.
Pre-canceled.
This is why he got canceled. So this is Zico and Park Kyung. They were both in Block B.
Block B.
Block B is the one that's like, hi guys.
Bye guys.
Hi ladies. That's that group.
Gluck. What's happening? What the fuck? This isn't real. In Korea? At 9 years ago?
Girl, when I tell
you... I'm not lying. 9 years ago, this would have been my awakening.
The homophobia is so real that it turns into this.
What do you mean? Is this a full 180?
No, homophobia is so laughable. It's on SNL.
The kiss looks actually repulsive. Wait, sorry. Like, he looks like he's about to throw up, and this guy looks like he's enjoying it. The wrist is fucking crazy. That wrist is fucking crazy, bitch. So, girl, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is the wrist. Oh my god, the thumb is so gay. The thumb being that far is so gay.
It's like that. Like, this shit is separated.
Kiss so good. He broke his webbed fingers. This
happening
the distance, in the press. The distance is crazy. They're like the fucking Eiffel Tower.
Oh. And this is where the Eiffel Tower originated. Paris saw this and was like,
fuck. We need to build a building.
Paris saw this and was like, I have an idea.
Okay, so.
But isn't this every fucking K-pop fanfic fantasy? Two members in the practice room after drinking so many soju bottles? Is this love?
Whoa. Is this love? I actually don't think that's every K-pop person's fantasy.
I don't think so either.
You're like, what? It was so detailed.
Okay. Isn't this every single K-pop fantasy on AO3?
The dim lighting in the building with the soju bottles on the ground with them in their practice, post-practice outfits?
Because they just got home from a Jackson Wang party and...
Okay, so were they a ship after this? No.
What do you think?
Okay, I don't know.
What do you fucking think?
I don't
think?
Know. Boys nowadays, like, we just kissed because we're bros.
Okay, so what do you think that was? Was that gay or was it...
I don't know them, so you need to tell me, was that actually a thing? Or was it actually just queerbaiting?
I think Block
9 years
B...
ago had to be queerbaiting.
Oh, 10,000%.
Okay.
10,000%.
And I admittedly would have given it up, but I would have ate it up. Given it up?
Given what up?
Whoa, that rolled off the tongue.
And I would gladly give my shit up. My legs are divorcing.
I would have ate that shit up.
And give it up, apparently.
Because, girl, blurt. Wait, no, claim. Blurt! 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 Oops, I just let out a blur. Sorry, it was Clayne. Shit.
Blur is the ship name that didn't pass. Like, we were all like, no.
Blur was the ship name that sank. Okay, Clayne, I ate Clayne up. That toothless shit was crazy.
Blurt. Fuck, bitch. That's like Blaine and Kurt's dad. Bert.
Blur sounds like a boy version of a queef. Fuck! We're getting nowhere on this episode! So I kept mine cryptic. Mine looks like code.
Okay.
Who do you think K and I is?
Kehoe and Talk. You're fucking crazy.
Kin Talk, bitch. Key Talk. The hand on the head. You're not ready.
I was given one frame to process what was happening.
Is it real? Is it real? Is
go
it
back,
real?
Go back.
Is this love? Is it love? I know God, free, don't let your unknown God free. This was our honeymoon phase. Shit. Okay, that's actually
Delulu. Did you see that? The hand and then going to the down. Neck. What the fuck?
I would have folded.
What the fuck?
My clock on it is that someone has a crush on the other.
And who do you think it is?
Me on Kyo. You know, I think they're gonna get married, and then down the aisle is gonna be, take a look at these diamonds over the counter step. Bail too thick and thin. She already thick, so I'm halfway there. Ha ha. 100 back. Gotta change my mind. I said that already.
No, keep going. Keep going.
I was 100 meters. I just put 9 yen in the sprint.
100 eaters. Can't fit no SUV.
SOS.
Somebody rescue me. I got two.
All right.
Uh-oh. Sleeper agent. Sleeper agent.
And y'all can now sit down. Thank you for standing for the pledge. I think the interactions are genuine, and I think they are genuine, but at the end of the day, they are fan service because Kehoe's a marketing genius.
Exactly. Okay, everyone, lock the fuck in, everyone!
Okay, this next one is who?
This next one? Okay, you need to lore...
I'm in.
You need to know some fucking lore. So, back in the day when I was 9 years old... There used to be this show. This is actually crazy. There used to be this show called We Got Married. And it would take...
In Korea.
It would take two K-pop idols or two, like, celebrities in Korea. And they would...
Fake marry.
They would marry each other for, and like...
Act like...
For, like, 3 or 4 months. And it was... Bitch, it was a whole 9 years. It was a ceremony.
Jimin and Jay! I volunteer them as tribute! I need it!
The two famous ones were... These two. Nayeon from A-Pink. Do you know who A-Pink is? Her from A-Pink. And...
Taemin. What in the arm for love is... Girl, hit back arched. Girl, hit back arched.
I know. And I know. You saw that shit?
I'm just kidding, queen. He gets up close to her and he goes,
I like boys. He gets up close. Your breath stinks.
Gay ass. The broken wrist.
Is it love?
This would do numbers today. This would do numbers if the show existed today.
So my question is, who would you want to see get married? They had to cancel this show, I think, for many reasons. But yeah, I think
because of Delulu fans.
People were taking it a lot seriously. Because like this never entered like 4th gen. It like went a little bit into 3rd gen. No. See, no.
Damn it!
Could not do that.
Oh yeah.
But
oh my god, Tae and Jenny.
Everything that has been Holy shit!
That would be crazy. Jenny giggling at Tae.
Why is that different than when I do it?
Maybe because Jenny's giggle doesn't sound like a horse. Okay, next one. Okay, who is yours? Who would you want?
I would want me and Momo.
Next.
Why is that so unrealistic?
Why was there someone who wasn't an idol in there?
Momo's an idol.
That's what I wanted you to say. I threw the bait and you got it, bitch. Okay, like I said, did Tae and Jenny happen? I don't know how the fuck y'all saw this picture and said that was anyone else.
Okay. Everyone being like, this is so photoshopped. Are you being...
Who is this?
Are you being dead ass?
That's them, right?
Is photoshopped? It has to be them.
The future is now if this is photoshopped.
Can someone do this with me and Jen, please, then? Like...
Y'all.
I hate that.
Y'all, let's have a grounding moment here.
Okay.
That had to have been a thing. The way she threw that snowball.
I need to be on that close friend story and bad. I need to be on that close friend story.
I need to be on her spam.
That is so cute.
You know they say like when you experience the first snow with someone in Korea, it's like it's binding. It's like period sex in America. Fucking America, bro. Korea's like, yeah, when whoever you experience your first snow with, you're like, yeah, if you fuck while she's on her period, then y'all
are soul binded. y'all got the blood moon. That's coming for you.
Vote for Trump.
What? Here's what I have to say. Because when Taehyung started posting pics about him in the military,
there is
like a plushie keychain that he has on his backpack, and then Jennie apparently has like the same plushie keychain, but his is blue and his is black. And then people looked up the plushie, and it comes in like a pair, and couples usually get that, I think.
Can you send the link?
I will.
You know what you look like when you that happens? When you do
don't
that.
Don't say something mean. What?
Can you close your eyes? Look at the camera. And then look at the screen.
And who are you? You're the bird.
I have a theory.
What?
That this is Rumi's dad.
Why is that? Wait, how did you make that connection?
Because why the fuck was this person so attached to Rumi so immediately?
Because he's a pet. He's a cat. He's a little cat.
I think that's his dad. No, her dad. Wouldn't that be so cute?
That would be cute.
Here's my theory. And if this actually ends up being fucking true, this
Netflix, podcast pick it up.
Better hit a million subscribers.
We're saying I this think, now.
Since he made love and had a child with a hunter.
Yeah.
Not just a human.
A hunter.
A hunter. Mm-hmm. Guima cursed him with this.
Guima cursed the dad, but then the dad still watches over her.
Yeah.
Aww.
And if I get that right, guys, if I get that right, please clip it.
Yeah.
That Tay and Jennie shit, y'all better be grateful for it. We're going back to the gay stuff.
Okay.
You know who Haobin is?
Oh, no.
It's the ship in ZB1.
Okay. What's with the neck? The neck touches.
Wait, the jersey?
No. No, you don't.
Not me leaking that I'm in ZB1.
But what's the ship name? Haobin. Okay.
This is like, by the way, this is not ZB1 that they're with. They're with a bunch of groups.
It's not even a secret at that point, girl.
I mean,
it's not a
ZB1 secret. Was never really a secret, if we're being fully honest.
Right.
Hey, look
that
butt.
Hey, what?
Hey, got that butt.
Zero bottoms.
Lick that butt.
Zero bottoms in this one.
Hi guys, I'm excited to announce Asian Glow Podcast is officially partnered with Loop Earplugs. Guys, this is literally the easiest partnership for us, and y'all, think about it, earplugs to protect y'all at concerts. You Delulu concert going freaks! Honestly, I was a bit afraid of using these at first because genuinely, I care a lot about my concert experience. I care about feeling the music in every part of my bones and soul and ears. And literally, Loop Earplugs have made my experience so much safer and healthier. I have the Experience 2 model of Loop Earplugs in the color silver chrome, and honestly, they have saved my hearing. And on top of that, they look cute. Loop earplugs lower the volume around you only by 17 decibels, which allows for a very strong concert experience, but literally just at a healthier level. I also have the Switch 2 models, which I can toggle between different settings. So whether I need it for when I sleep or when I travel or when I'm at a concert, this model adjusts the volume around you based on your preference. Asian Glow Podcast and Loop Earplugs has been a dream partnership of mine for a very long time. So Glow Gang, you can get 20% off your pair of Loop earplugs before your next concert by using the code LOOPX-Clarence. That's code LOOPX-Clarence for 20% off a pair of Loop earplugs. Thank you, Loop Earplugs, for sponsoring this episode of Asian Glow Podcast.
Okay.
And the final.
So does everyone remember when I said I really liked We Got Married?
Girl, you said that maybe 10 minutes ago. Keep going.
This is another couple from We Got Married. But this one's actually real. This next one is my favorite couple is Sung Joy. Sundae.
Sounds like a chocolate milk brand.
Oh, I want some Dubai chocolate. Big girl. Okay, so anyway. So
you're a big girl.
Joy is from?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
What the fuck? My favorite K-pop group.
Joy is from Girls' Generation.
No! Red Velvet!
Okay, got it.
She's from Red Velvet.
Got it.
Sungjae is from?
Oh my god, easy. EXO.
No, they boycotted EXO from We Got Married because the fans were too crazy. We couldn't have them. Okay. Sungjae is from B2B. Sungjae and Joy was like one of the last couples on We Got Married, I think, because that their like whole like marriage was way too serious. Okay. Like everyone was like, I think they're actually married. Like it was a lot. People as in, it was me in the comment section.
Okay. Wait, how many episodes would each one of these things be? It would just be one episode
you
doing
know,
it all?
You know Love Island?
It would be like that.
It's like that.
Whoa, so there'd be a whole couple of months there's with like just these two idols?
Yes. But they would, like, We Got Married would have, like, multiple idols.
At one time. That's fucking amazing.
So, you know how, like, Singles Inferno, they watch the episode and they like review all the couples. That's exactly how this worked. There would be people who would watch the couples and be like, OMG. Oh my God. So they're like washing clothes together. It's so cute. I do my taxes with you in any life.
Did you say me in New York? I don't like girls.
I'm saying you in a small ass bathroom.
Don't say that.
What?
I'm gonna feel something.
You and we'll who have is
to
the
stick it in me while we shower in order for us to fit in there. You gotta fit in the bathroom, he's gotta fit into me first. Lego block.
Y'all's is called the Lego movie.
He you're like, everything is awesome. So good, I started singing.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when your body is team.
The way he's looking at her.
I would.
The way he's looking at her. Wait.
The way he has to look kind of down. Oh my god, the wallpaper! I was gonna bring that to New York!
Me, like 12 years old?
Alcheska? This is crazy.
This is crazy!
This is crazy.
But then
this
is what
level 2 would be. But full 90 degree angle is
you're
crazy.
You're like right here.
See that? That's funny.
That's so funny.
No. No! Because if y'all get it, that's better than if he actually did something like a kiss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Don't light this place on fire now. If you go, okay, so what's level 3? Wanting him to kiss you and then he gets goofy.
He goes,
if a guy said did that.
No.
I'm about to make it worse. If a guy did that and started giggling and running away, I'd fucking demon crawl towards him. Don't do that again! You're mine! So did that happen?
So the worst thing about this show is that they eventually break up. Like, that's just inevitable.
Oh, in the show.
Yes. So when they broke up, everyone was like, oh my fuck. They were like, you can't break them up.
Guima.
What?
When they broke up, it must have been Guima's work. When they broke up.
This is the devil's work!
When they broke up, the honeymoon turned purple.
When they broke up, like, it's very emotional. But she was like,
crying.
Because they're both K-pop idols. He like sang her a song and like got her gifts and stuff and was like, thank you, this was like a really good experience. Like, and people like, even though they don't have like, they don't kiss or anything like that, like because I don't think that's like really what it is in like in Korea, they're like, I love you. like
they said I love
people
you?
Say I love you to each other in
on the show or them
on the show, but like you spend so much time with this person, it's like how could you not? And like you're like cosplaying
as husband and wife,
and like when they pull shit like this,
yeah, no.
She was bawling, like every time I watch it, I cry. It's bad, like it's really, really
she
bad.
She was crying? She's
crying.
Girl, tag yourself me. That's fucking me.
It's awful, and I'm like, this is emotional damage.
I could not be on a show, like a reality show at all, because like genuinely, if I was dead dirty or I fell for someone, and it was like public embarrassment, oh my God, I don't know what I would do.
They were my
Animal control. Someone got animal control.
Yeah, but it's show. I'm glad this shit got canceled. I'm sick of her ass.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know why they canceled it.
I'm like, people were really going crazy for this show. People were like putting on muzzles.
Those fucking bitches were literally insane.
And I'm like,
okay, guys. Hopefully today's court session was.
Educational.
It talked to you a little bit more about the legal process here. The three pillars of
the government system.
Thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of Asian Girl Podcast. We hope these ships were something that brought you guys some nostalgia. And for those of you that were very single, I hope this made you feel worse, because it made me feel worse. But at the same time, it made me feel hopeful. Snow in New York City. Tight apartments in New York City. Thanks for
watching. Everyone, I live stream Wednesday and Sunday.
Yes. And if you've been watching for a while, please consider subscribing. It helps us out a ton. Thank you guys so much for 260K. Yay! And if you're 16 and up, join our Discord. This is our literal last episode in Texas. So get used to this setup, because behind us will be my beautiful view of the Empire State Building. It's about to get gay up in here. It's about to get stinky up in here.
Woo!
It's about to get real rainbow.
Woo!
And with that being said, we're gonna say bye like we really do in our respective
language. Isa!
Dalawa! Bow!
Tatlo!
Bow!
Ing!
Bow! Ngat!
Bow!
Yes.
I was yours for the taking.